When the U.S. stock markets open tomorrow, investors will get the chance to react to a major new energy merger. At the very end of the business day Friday, the marriage of two major U.S. energy companies was announced. The buyout of Houston-based Enron, which dominated the wholesale natural gas and electricity markets, by smaller crosstown rival Dynegy, was more than just a business deal. It represents a shift in power in the energy trading industry few could imagine several months ago. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Enron led the creation of today's energy trading system. Known to be a risk-taking, innovative company, Enron rose from humble roots managing a natural gas pipeline to push for electricity deregulation and build a business around the new markets that created. Enron's fall from grace stunned many in the energy industry and in Houston, the home of both Enron and its new owner, Dynegy. Steve Kleinberg is a professor of sociology at Rice University.
Enron was the darling, was the great 21st century company with the same kind of commercial risk-taking and readiness to entrepreneurial energy that Houston has always been famous for. And it was the most important company in the city, without any question.
Houston's Astros play baseball at Enron Field. Since the announcement of a buyout Friday, residents have been thinking about how Dynegy Field might sound. Enron also was nearly finished building a stunning new skyscraper that symbolized Houston's full recovery from the oil bust of the 80s. It's not clear how Dynegy will use the cutting-edge trading floor central to the building's design. What went wrong with Enron? Analysts say their basic business was good, if extremely complicated, but in an apparent quest to make profits seem bigger, management kept off the company's books losses connected with several hedge funds. Last week, Enron revealed it was redoing its balance sheets for the past 4.5 years. Ron Barone follows Enron and Dynegy for investment bank UBS Warburg.
The company was kind of on a debt spiral. Credit rating was being lowered, and as the credit rating went lower, the stock price went lower, and their ability to raise capital declined, and therefore there was an imminent liquidity crunch.
Barone still has plenty of questions about timing, restructuring, and what regulatory oversight the government will have. But he says the buyout by smaller Dynegy is the best thing that could happen at this point to once high-flying Enron. Barone says after the damage done to Enron's stock and credit, it had just two choices: head to bankruptcy court or sell to a rival.
It had to be somebody who was already a major trader or marketer, because other companies do not understand the books. They could not look at the books and really come up and make a legitimate offer.
Dynegy's offer valued Enron's stock at just over $10 a share. That's about a 70% drop from just 3 weeks ago and a far cry from the all-time high of over $90 a share Enron hit in September of last year. Employees are worried about their savings in stock, and investors are angry too. Several lawsuits seeking class action status have been filed, claiming investors were defrauded. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.